Good evening. There are many mitzvos in the Parsha of Achrimos Kedoshim. One that is well known is the Isra of Lo Signovu. The Torah says we shall not steal. Sometimes people are confused and they think that the one of the Aseres Dibros of Lo Signovu is talking about stealing people's property. We know it's not. It's actually talking about kidnapping. The prohibition of stealing property appears in this week's parsha regarding the title of Lo Tignovu, not to take that which is not yours. The Gemara in Chulin Koftes, Ahmed Beis, tells us that for everything that HaKadosh Baruch Hu forbade, said that we're not allowed to have, there is an equal and opposite thing that is permissible. For example, the Gemara says, Amle Yalsil Rav Nachman, Lichtil Kod De Asrolan Rachbana, Sharolan Kavase, whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu told us it was Asr, there is an equal type of pleasure, there's an equal type of thing that exists that is permissible. Asalan demas sharlan kveda. He said blood was asar, and there's a certain part of the body that's permissible for people that taste like blood. Nida dam tahar chelav behema chelav chazir mocha de shibuta. We know there's chazir, the pig is forbidden to eat. On the other hand, the shibuta, this type of fish that tastes like pork, is also available for us and is kosher. So there's nothing that has been excluded from the Jewish people. Every type of form is allowed. There's a famous comment. The Talmid of the Baal Shem Tov asked the Baal Shem Tov, so where do we find the heter? Where do you find the permissible form of apikorsis of heresy? So the Baal Shem Tov has an answer. We can say that word for another time. But we could ask the same thing over here. Where do we find in the Torah there's a permissible place of stealing? Where do you find the Torah allows us to steal, to take something that may or may not be ours? So I think the answer is found in a Gemara in another place. But first, I heard once in the shiur from Rav Yitzchak Gilberstein, where he quoted Rav Vazner. Rav Vazner was in the last Talmidim of Chachmei Lublin, the great yeshiva in Lublin. And Rav Vazner would often talk about his beloved mashkiach, his Rebbe, Rav Shimon Zlichover. And Rav Shimon was the mashkiach in Chachmei Lublin, and he had a very strong impact on the Bachram in the yeshiva. Now, it was a Hasidish yeshiva, so often they would take time and they would recite Tehillim in the yeshiva, and the whole yeshiva would be recite Tehillim from beginning to end, from the first parak until the 150th parak at the end of the Sefer. And one time Rav Vazner was standing next to his Rebbe, and as the yeshiva started together saying the first parak of Tehillim, Ashri Ish Asher Lo Halach, right, that praiseworthy the person who walks with Hashem and doesn't walk with bad people. So right next to me, he heard Rav Shimon Zlichover starting the first Mishnah in Bava Kamma. And he started in a way that it shouldn't seem as if he's not doing what everybody else is doing. So he said the Masechta, he started with the first Mishnah in the same Niggin as they were saying the Tehillim. So he would say, Arba was Nezikin, Hashur V'abor V'amava Haver. Just in the same way they were saying Tehillim, in the same Niggin. So Rav Vazner is overhearing what's going on. And he hears his Rebbe not saying Tehillim, and he's reciting Bava Kamma, Baal Peh, going from the beginning to the end. And by the time the yeshiva got to the end of reciting all of Sefer Tehillim, Rav Shimon Zlichover had finished up the entire Masechta and said the Hadron to himself under his breath. So Rav Vazner was a little confused by what happened over here. So and he didn't understand what happened. So and Rav Zilberstein also wanted to understand what was going on over here. Isn't this Gnevas Das? Isn't he misleading? He pretends like he's saying Tehillim, but on the one hand, he's actually not. He's reciting the Masechta. So Rav Vazner told Rav Zilberstein that halavai, we should all have such stolen material as Rav Shimon Zlichover. We should all have such Gneva, such stolen material that we stole, that we chat another second learning, another piece of learning. People were saying Tehillim, and he was reciting the Masechta. Halavai, we should have such stolen possessions within us. The Shulchan Aruch in the end, or Chaim and Kufman Vav, at the end of when a person davens and goes out into the world, so the Shulchan Aruch says that after learning, one should go to business, and one's business should be not the main thing, the Torah should be the main thing, and if you make sure that Torah is the ikar, and the business is only on the side, then you'll be able to succeed in both. And there, on that halacha, the Shaar HaTshuva in Sifkat and Beis cites a remarkable statement from the Hafla. The Hafla, in his introduction to his Perush HaKesuvos, as an introduction called the Pischa Zeira, the small introduction. It's the opposite. It's not small at all. It's very big. But it's called the small introduction. So the flaw notes that the Gemara in Shabbos Lamed Al tells us famously, that when you go before the Beis Shamala, you go before the Heavenly Court, they're going to ask you, were you kavat Yisrael Matorah? Did you establish time for learning Torah? So the flaw is an amazing insight. If you look at the Gemara in the end of Rosh Hashanah, Chavav and Beis, the Gemara there says that Kavan Palna, it's talking about someone who was stolen from. Someone had something stolen from him, and the Gemara says, Kavan Palnai, that someone stole from me. So this says the Hafla, this is also found in the Mishlei Chaf Beis, it says, V'kav es kavoehem nefesh, those who rob will be robbed from. So the Hafla says, the Shoresh Kuf Beis Ayin, Kava, doesn't only mean to establish kavatis in the Torah, but it also means to steal. Did you steal time for Torah, says the Hafla? When you go before the Beis Din Shamal, they're going to ask you, did you chap every single opportunity? Did you go and see if there's a few seconds over here, a minute over here, nothing's going on right now, we're not ready to go yet, I can have a few more psukim and shnai mikra, a few more mishnayis, kavatis in the Torah. Did you steal time to go and learn Torah? Obviously, it goes without saying, we're not talking about stealing time from employers. Everyone has to work, you know, from 9 to 5. The time given to the boss is the time you have to work. And no one should take time they're supposed to be working for something else. But on those times where nothing else is going on, did you steal time to make sure that every single second you had dedicated to learning Torah? Rav Ozner would also say that when he was in yeshiva, so in Chachmei Lublin, the takan in the yeshiva was that the lights went out by 10 in the Beis Medrash. All the lights were out because they woke up very early in the morning. And you weren't allowed to be in the Beis Medrash after 10, and it was considered inappropriate because you were going against the start of the yeshiva. You had to go to bed on time because they woke up early to learn the next day. So one night, Rav Meir Shapiro was going through the dorms. He was a Rosh Yeshiva. He was going through the dorms, and he saw there was a young man who was sitting with a light, with a candle, or some type of lantern underneath his covers, and he was sitting and writing. So Rav Meir Shapiro came over and said, "Nu, what's going on? It's after bedtime. Lights out. What's going on over here?" So the young man said, "Well, you know, I really want to write Chidushei Torah, and I think it's going to help me out in my learning, but the yeshiva doesn't allow me extra time. And so I'm kind of stealing time right now from the yeshiva. I should be going to sleep, but I really wanted to write my Chidushei Torah." So Rav Meir Shapiro smiled at the hasmada and the dedication of this young man who was being kavata itam the Torah. He was chapping and he was stealing time for Torah. And he said, "I'll tell you what the title of your sefer should be." When Yaakov Avinu tells Lavan that he was wrong for accusing him and chasing after him, and that Yaakov was in the right and Lavan was actually in the wrong, and Yaakov was a proper employee and he dedicated his life to Lavan, making sure that everything was taken care of. So Yaakov told Lavan, "Gnuvesi yom v'gnuvesi laila. I stole from the day and I stole from the night," right? Every single day I worked as hard as I could to make sure you had what you needed. So Rav Meir Shapiro said to the young man, "You should title the sefer, Gnuvesi yom v'gnuvesi laila. I stole from the day and I stole from the night in order to write these chidushin." And he said, "You're stopping extra time to learning," and certainly that is 100% okay. Rav Nachman Rav Eslav writes the similar idea in the Likutei Maharan and Os Reish Pei Dalet. He says that when you go before the Beis Din, they're going to ask you, "Were you honest in business?" And then they're going to ask you, "Right, were you careful? Did you set time for learning Torah?" So kavati in the Torah, did you chap every time for Torah? Why does that come out after being honest in business? So says Rav Nachman Rav Eslav, what's going to happen? You're going to say, "I was honest in business." And your person's going to say, "I set aside time for Torah." Did you chap every time for Torah? When you were at work, and you know you took a little extra time over there by the water cooler, and you know, took a lot of extra time over here to look at your email. So there you had no problem chapping extra time for yourself. There you had no problem walking a little bit slower, you know, taking time for yourself, a little time over here. There you had no problem chapping extra time for yourself. But what about Torah? Did you chap extra time for Torah there as well? Did you have the same, were you as slow to finish up your learning? Were you as slow to make sure that you got to an extra mishnayos when you were done? And that's, as Rav Nachman Rav Eslav, is the question, kavati in the Torah, compared to, were you honest in business? Did you put in that extra effort to chap every second in Torah the same way you were when it came to one's business? Just to end with a famous story of Rav Zelig Ruvain Bengis, the Rav of the Eidah Charedis in Yerushalayim. He spent every single possible moment learning Torah, and every year he would call together a minyan in his house to make a siyum on all of Shas. Okay, many Gedol Yisrael will finish Shas every single year. And one afternoon he called together a group for a siyum just a few weeks after he celebrated his annual siyum HaShas. And the group knew of his extraordinary capacity in learning Torah. But this was crazy. It was 2-3 weeks later. He finished Shas again. It's just not possible. So they asked him, "How are you making a siyum over here?" So Zelig Ruvain Bengis said, "Oh, this is a different siyum HaShas. The siyum HaShas I make every year is what I have in my normal siddurim. But this siyum HaShas is when I have to go to Simchas and they're not ready for me to be the Santa yet, or they're not ready for the Sheva Brachas, and there I have a pocket set of Shas, and I learn up over there, and that's my second Seder. And this second Siyam on Shas is the Siyam I'm making right now. The Siyam of where I chaf, where I was kavati to the Torah. I chaf time for learning Torah, I stole time for learning Torah, and I think this is the answer to the question, where do you find a permissible form of stealing in the Torah? The answer to the Gemara and the end of Chulin, the answer is clear. When it comes to stealing time for learning Torah, that's a permissible and an expected and a praiseworthy place where one can chaf time to have always a sefer on you, something to take out, to be ma'abir sedra, mishnayis, gemara, something small to have on you, to always have something to chaf to learn extra times. We go to chasnas, we go to simchas, to sit down at the chuppah, for those who know, sometimes half hour, 40, an hour long chuppahs, they could be long sometimes. You have a sefer on you, a photocopy of something to learn to go over, or are you going to sit there and talk to your friend, look on your phone for the 100th time again today? No, you want to have something different to do, something by the chuppah that you also, maybe in 5 years, 10 years, 15 years, you'll make your additional siyam. The siyam on those times where you chaf, when you were kavati from Torah, you stole time for Torah, to lahagdal Torah u'lahadira.
Thank you.